Hi, Martin. Hi, Maria. How are you getting on with your project? You've got to give the seminar on Friday, haven't you?
Hi, Farouk. We're getting on fine. It's just so interesting. Do you want to hear about it?
Well, I've got 10 minutes before my next lecture, so why not? Let's hear it.
Great. And it'll help us to sort out who said what, won't it, Martin?
That's right. You know, what we've been looking at is research done by a number of psychologists from different parts of the world on intelligence quotients, how they've been rising over the last 50 years.
Really?
Yes. Some psychologists have measured increases in intelligence of up to 25 points in one generation.
Amazing. What's causing us all to get cleverer?
There's a political scientist from New Zealand called James Flynn. Well, he's a pioneer in this field, and he's found that people perform the visuospatial tasks in intelligence tests much better than they did 50 years ago. Partly he puts this down to people playing with their PCs and watching TV, things like that.
What about diet? Does that have anything to do with it?
Perhaps. Robert Howard, a Sydney psychologist, thinks that it does. Just as eating better has made children taller, their average intelligence has also risen. He also says that parents are having fewer children, so they're able to pay more attention to them when they're small. It's fairly clear that stimulation in childhood has a positive effect on kids' intelligence.
IQ tests have verbal and numerical elements too. Have these also been improving?
Yes, but only moderately. It's the visuospatial element which has made the big difference, and Flynn also suggests that modern activities like driving may play a part in this.
There's a British researcher, John Rust, who has made the general point that modern life is much more complicated than it was 50 years ago. Our intelligence has had to develop in order to cope with it all.
Remember also that far more children have the opportunity to go to school nowadays. Howard thinks that must be a leading factor in improved IQ test performance.
Well, yes, that would seem fairly obvious.
To come back to John Rust, he suggests that as science and knowledge develop, ideas become more complex. Well, the people who produce these ideas, the Einsteins and Hawkings, are obviously highly intelligent people. But, he says, ordinary people's intelligence has also had to develop to cope with his new theories.
Before they continue their discussion, you have some time to look at questions 8 to 10.